stolen telephones. I think I was bitten on two separate occasions.
Now, you remember the things they used to pull wagons with around here?
Horses, mules.
Okay, two of those would be a...
A team.
You remember the big kind of animals that they used?
I'm thinking now.
Log wagons with?
Oxen?
Yeah, two of those would be, you know, that would be a pair of them hitched together would be a one.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember where I did see oxen work. I don't know where. Oh, I know where it was. Hell, I was overseas.
Yeah. When you were in Korea?
Yeah.
You went to Korea?
Yeah.
Incidentally, have you seen that new movie out about MacArthur in Korea?
No, but I want to see it. I really do, because I was up in the reservoir. The Marines.
38.
Well, no, when the Marines advanced on into the Yalu River and had to retreat out.
Is that when it was so cold?
Retreat out, yeah. And I want to see how they handle this. You know, I think this shirt is headed. I picked up a battery the other day and I splashed acid all over it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to see the way they handle this MacArthur bit. With Harry S. Truman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go get political.
In a herd of cattle, what'd you call the male? He was a
bull.
Okay. Did women use a different word, or did you use a different word right now?
I had heard the father-in-law use the word for the bull in a pasture is a beast. But
okay. What about El Toro?
Oh no, I've never heard anything like that used around here.
What about hogs? What do you have different names for different types of hogs? Or?
Hell, I wouldn't know one from another. I can tell whether I got the choice cut pork chops or not, and that's all I know about hogs.
Okay.
I like the end cut better than the center cut.
Yeah. Do y'all have any different cuts of meat when you bought from the...
Dad didn't have a meat market in the store.
He didn't?
No.
I guess there were always men around here that would do their own... In other words, they had stores that would do that, specialize in...
Yes, Dad had a working agreement with a store around the corner on meats, where he'd order meats and they'd deliver it. The cuts and so forth, a pound of this, a pound and a half of that, or three good chops or something like that. But as far as Dad being a handling meat in the store, he never did.
Yeah.
Other than ham.
That was a lot of work, too.
Yeah. He had quite a ham business. In fact, until the day he shut the store down, that was his biggest business, was boiled ham. Where he'd get the big hams and hand slice them individually for people.
Any other ways that you think the city, I guess, has changed or become different? I bet there are many. But
the biggest thing is growth and size. I think the year I graduated from high school, now I may be wrong on these exact figures, but I think we had 51 in our graduating class at Catholic High. That was about 120.